morning. This is the Finger Lakes Agriculture Report. I'm Judy Wright with Cornell Cooperative Extension, your local connection to Cornell University. Even though agriculture has been practiced for 10,000 years, it was approximately 100 years ago that it became mechanized. Since then, many advances have reduced the amount of labor needed on farms. Today, less than 2% of the population produces our food. Agriculture is not a 9-to-5 job. It is very weather dependent and can require long hours to successfully grow, plant, and harvest crops, as well as care for livestock, which can also require long hours. New York farm employers have recently been experiencing significant changes in the farm labor markets and labor regulations. To help negotiate these changes, it is important for farm managers and decision makers to have accurate and timely information about the workforce. Immigration, unions, overtime, employee housing, and technology are all workforce issues that continue to demand farm employers' attention. Every farmer employing people in New York should consider attending the upcoming Labor Roadshow. The Agricultural Workforce Development Council has announced that registration is now open for the Labor Roadshow number 9. The Labor Roadshow is dedicated to educating and supporting farm employers and will feature a series of insightful discussions led by top experts in the field addressing critical agricultural issues. There are 4 in-person events scheduled and 2 online sessions will be held via Zoom on topics that are different from and in addition to the in-person events. All are scheduled in December, and the 2-part in-person closest to the Finger Lakes are scheduled for December 17th in Geneva and December 18th in Batavia. Early registration is encouraged as space is limited and can be found by searching New York Labor Roadshow 9 or contact your county CCE office. Whether attending in person or virtually, the Labor Roadshow is a good way to stay current on labor regulations and to engage with industry leaders and peers. This has been the Finger Lakes Agriculture Report. I'm Judy Wright with Cornell Cooperative Extension, and on behalf of this radio station and the Cornell Cooperative Extension System, I hope you've learned a little bit more about what's happening in agriculture in the Finger Lakes.